Hey everyone, this is Steven. Thanks for listening to my podcast. As you know, this is a weekly podcast. This is Steven's Week. I give you the updates on marketing and technology in a fast and easy way. So thanks for listening in. As you know, the original version of this podcast is a YouTube film on my YouTube channel. If you would like to see the original version, please go to youtube.com/Steven Van Balagam. Enjoy this episode, everyone. If you want to do me one favor, please give a review to this podcast. That helps in spreading the word. If you like it, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy this podcast, everyone. Something big happened in my country, Belgium. We have a great partnership between the bank Belfius and the telco Proximus, two large companies in Belgium that will work together to create new services for both their customers. This is going to be a blend between telco and finance to make sure that telco customers have financial services thanks to Belfius and the other way around. And I think this is a very interesting new step for both companies. I'm a big believer that you have to become a partner in living for customers and that you have to think about how can we make their life as easy as possible. And I also believe that that's going to be really difficult if you do that standalone all by yourself, and that we're going to need more blending of industries. So I'm very excited about this new move by Belfius and Proximus, and I really hope to see some first results really soon. I'm very enthusiastic about that. Facebook started with payment services in Brazil. They use WhatsApp for that, where they have 120 million users in Brazil. They're not using Libra for this. They're working together with MasterCard and Visa to enable payments. And the goal is that you will be able to pay both merchants and peer-to-peer, so friends and family, with this service. You can pay with a PIN code or with a fingerprint, pretty soon with face recognition. And they say that they want to make payments as easy as sending a picture to each other. WhatsApp has been trying to do this in India, have been working on it, but they really believe that Brazil will be an interesting test market for this new service. And it's another step forward for WhatsApp to become a more prominent tool in our lives, and not just a communication tool, but also a partner for other services. And payments is one of the first areas where they want to make a difference. Fitbit is launching a health tracking program to make sure that people can go back to work in a safe place. It's called Ready for Work. And it's a collection of data that they will gather from people who wear a Fitbit, and they're going to measure your heart rate, your sleep patterns. You can report your temperature yourself. And companies can, you know, in that way, see if large groups of their employees are getting sick, if they're getting COVID-19 or not. And of course, it also helps the individual user to make sure that they make the right decision to go back to work or not go back to work. So, you know, I truly believe that a lot of these big technology companies can easily predict if you have COVID-19 or not, but that they're like afraid to share that with the world because of privacy. But just imagine the amount of health related data that is available right now among these health platforms. It would be strange if they couldn't predict if we are a patient or not. The evolution of Instagram is interesting. We all know that Instagram is becoming a more popular platform, more and more users. But now research has shown that Instagram is also a platform where people turn to get updates about news. Twitter used to be the platform for many people to get news. 12% of the Twitter users use it as a primary source of news. A couple of years ago at Instagram, that was only 3 to 4% of the people who used it to stay up to date about news. Today, 11% of the people see Instagram as a main source of news, whereas it's not a site where you share links or so, it's pictures and comments. But still, you see the importance of platforms like Instagram for news sharing, and it's increasing in importance every single day, and it's almost as important as Twitter for news gathering among its users. Tencent is planning to build a new city in Shenzhen. It's called Net City. It's going to be an eco-friendly city. Most cities today are built around the car and other motorized vehicles. This new city that Tencent is building is going to be built around humans. Motorized vehicles will not be allowed. They're going to work with electrical automated vehicles. They're going to make sure that deliveries are being done by robots and so on and so on. This is a city the size of Monaco that they're building, so it's quite impressive. And it's really interesting to see how this evolved. This is not the first experiment of, let's say, a company that's building a city. Earlier this year, we saw how Toyota is starting in Japan with Woven City, and others are following. So it's clear that many big organizations are, you know, putting themselves forward to decide what the future of cities will look like, and they're going to play a prominent role to define that. And it's clear that it's going to be more sustainable and more human than the cities that we currently know. Boston Dynamics, one of the leading robotics companies in the world, is now making its Spot robot available for $74,500. That sounds like a big amount, but that's only the amount of a Tesla S series. So it's like an expensive car. And this is one of the most advanced robots in the world. It can get to almost any surface that a human can, as long as there are no ladders involved. And it helps in industrial areas. It helps to collect data. It can make a 3D map of a certain environment. It can check what is happening in a certain area. They can help with security issues and so on and so on. So probably now we're going to see that Spot is going to reach a larger set of clients, a larger set of industries, which will increase the amount of data that they collect. And this will rapidly increase the possibilities of this robot, of Spot, because the more data it collects, the smarter it becomes. So this is a first step in making robots more mainstream. Imagine 2 years from now that it's 30,000. Imagine 5 years from now it's 15,000. Imagine 10 years from now it's only 2,000 to get one of those robots. So in the next 10 years, we're going to see this huge evolution where robots become more mainstream. And I believe what Boston Dynamics is doing now with Spot is one of the first steps in that direction. There was a special edition of the CMO survey that was conducted a few weeks ago, and the results came out this week. Most results are negative. Marketing people are really pessimistic about the economical future and the impact that the crisis will have on marketing budgets. But there's one thing that pops out as the big winner, and that is digital, and that is on multiple levels. First level is the customer. They feel, marketing managers, marketing directors feel, that customers really turn to digital interfaces and that they really value companies that have good working digital platforms and they can benefit from that. The second thing is that marketing people themselves, they will change their budgets into more digital interfaces, especially customer-facing interfaces will be a key priority for most marketing people around the world. And the third one is social media. Marketing budgets are being cut, but it's clear that social media will be one of the winners, and that more and more marketers will use their budget to build a brand on social platforms. Thanks for listening to Steven's Week, my weekly podcast about the updates on marketing and technology. Don't forget to give a review to the podcast. That really helps me, and enjoy your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.